This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعمل. All praise is due to Allah the Exalted. We praise Him and seek His help, guidance and forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evils within ourselves and the evils of our sins. Whomsoever Allah guides because they sincerely seek guidance, none can misguide. And whomever He rightfully causes to be led astray because they are not sincere in their pursuit of guidance, none can guide. And I bear witness that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah alone. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace be upon him, is his servant and final messenger. Allah the Exalted reminds us in the Noble Quran what is translated as, O you who believe, be conscious of Allah as He deserves, and do not die except in a state of worship. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us steadfast upon worshipping Him and allow us to die upon His worship. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala resurrect us in a good state. Allahumma ameen. Allah reminds us, O you who believe, be conscious of Allah. And let every one of you reflect, think about, ponder, and then take action about what you prepared for your afterlife, for the day of judgment, for your meeting with your Creator. And be conscious of Allah. Verily Allah is aware of all that you do. There's no doubt that we are living in times in which many people feel uncertain, in which many people feel anxious about what the future holds, in which many people fear their surroundings, their environments, their circumstances. We are living in a time in which we are facing, once again, an unprecedented pandemic in our lifetimes. And no doubt, for the believer, we have a number of reflections and a number of reminders from the one who created us and created this world about how to cope with such a reality. For many people, there are uncertainties with regards to their health. May Allah grant us all shifa. For many people, their concern is about their wealth or their livelihood and their families. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and grant us sustenance that is pure. Allahumma ameen. For many people, their concern is about their faith. Allahumma la taj'al musibatana fi dinina. O Allah, do not make our trial, our calamity, our difficulty with regards to our faith. For that is the one thing that will guarantee you Jannah. When we look around us and see what's happening locally and globally, once again, at the many, many occurrences all at the same time, there's a reminder today that brings us back to a reality that we know of. And it grounds us in this reality so that we do not have excessive fear when it comes to worldly matters. In fact, from the perspective of Islamic psychology, an increase in trust in God, an increase in tawakkul and dependence upon God leads to a decrease with regards to worldly matters about the future and what it may hold. And what I want to do very briefly is remind us today about the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in one of the earliest revelations in Mecca, before the hostility led to violence, before they started physically assaulting and attacking the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his followers. And this is with regards to the revelation of Surah Al-Haqqah. In the beginning of this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives an emphasis and a reminder so that people are listening. And there's a literary device here in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Al-Haqqah, Mal-Haqqah, Wama Adraka Mal-Haqqah. As the people of Quraysh are listening to this, they hear Al-Haqqah, and they're like, what is that? Mal-Haqqah, what is it? Al-Haqqah, what is this referring to? وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْحَقُّ. When Allah says in the Quran, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ, such as وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْقَارِعَ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْحَقُّ, and so on and so forth, it means Allah will inform you about what it is. Allah will tell you or describe this thing He's referring to. Whereas if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا يُدْرِيكَ, then He will not tell you. وَمَا يُدْرِيكَ لَعَلَّ السَّاعَةَ تَكُونُ قَرِيبًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not give you information about the day of resurrection, the time of when it begins. What is Al-Haqq? Al-Haqq is referring to the inevitable reality. That is the day of judgment, the afterlife, the end of times in this world. It reminds us that this life is temporary, so do not become attached to it. And as the people of Quraysh are listening, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْحَقَّ, now they are captivated with the opening three verses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَذَّبَتْ, the people of Thamud, a previous nation that you know of, وَعَاد, and the people of Aad, a very powerful nation as well, بِالْقَارِعَةِ, they deny, they rejected belief in life after death. Al-Qari'ah is another name for the day of judgment. Al-Qari'ah has the connotation of that which is striking, that which is loud, that which you pay attention to, the striking reality. Al-Haqq and Al-Qari'ah mentioned in the opening ayat of the surah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions how these nations rejected the truth and what they did and what their punishment was. فَأَمَّا عَادٍ فَأَمَّا ثَمُودٍ. In the Quran, this is mentioned many times. What did they experience? They experienced صَرْصَرٍ عَاتِيَةٍ, a cold, severe wind, a wind that actually blew their entire land and destroyed their land. They were annihilated. My point here is not about the description of the punishment, but what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says right after this. Ayah number 8, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَهَلْ تَرَى لَهُمْ مِّن بَاقِيَةٍ. Do you see any trace of them today? Does anyone on earth today, with the 7 billion human beings that we have plus, does anyone today on earth attribute themselves to the people of Aad or Thamud? No, because they were completely wiped out. You see no trace of Aad or Thamud today. And this is a reminder for us, even as believers, when we reflect on past nations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts by mentioning the Day of Judgment. And then mentions those who rejected and opposed the truth. Those who opposed the belief in life after death. Those who opposed their messengers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds the people of Quraysh as well. فَهَلْ تَرَى لَهُمْ مِنْ بَاقِيَةٍ. Do you see any trace of them today? Do you see anyone positively speaking about the elites of Quraysh who rejected Islam today? And this is a reminder for us as well. When we reflect on the nations of today, and people who may seem to be in a position that is advantageous, a position of power, in worldly terms, we say what? The measuring stick is not what you have in this world. The measurement of your success, the measurement of your truthfulness, is where you are in the sight of Allah. For there are nations that have power today that will not exist in the future. Every nation that rose to power fell. And those nations that fell and the nation states that fall today as well, they might not fall in the same way, especially with the changes in the modern world. But do not forget that power ultimately is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَهَلْ تَرَى لَهُمْ مِنْ بَاقِيَةٍ. Now someone might say, what is the reminder for me as a Muslim? This is a clear warning and a threat to the disbelievers. My brothers and sisters, reflect on what you are leaving behind as well. When you leave this world, what traces were there of your presence on earth? Whose heart did you touch? Who did you benefit with a reminder? What post did you leave behind on your social media accounts? What did you teach your children that would benefit them long term? This is not only a reminder for those who are being threatened. There's a reminder for us as believers. Reflect on what you are leaving behind. If you left today, with all the uncertainties of the dunya today, and there's no guarantee that we'll make it to tomorrow, may Allah grant us long, healthy, righteous, productive lives. There is no guarantee. And so the question is, what did you leave behind? What are you leaving behind? Old and young. And sometimes young people think, well, I'm still too young, I have a long life ahead of me. And we know this is not the reality. How many janazas have we attended in which there were people in their 60s and 70s and youngsters 5, 10, 15 years old as well? There's no guarantee. فَهَلْ تَرَى لَهُمْ مِنْ بَاقِيَةٍ. There are so many people who passed away in our community. Wallahi, their effects, their positive effects are still seen today. May Allah have mercy on them and accept from them. That is due to their sincerity. We assume their sincerity because their deeds are lasting. And that is due to their hard work. Hard work, sincerely for the sake of Allah, will pay off. Whereas if you're chasing this life constantly, what trace, positive trace for the Akhirah, for people have you left behind? One way to think about this is to ask, if you were removed from the equation of this world today, what difference would that make in the lives of people around you? Are you that good friend that reminds people when they mess around, when they fall short, when they start saying certain things they should not say or sharing things they should not share? You're the one who advises gently and wisely. Are you that person that reminded the community? Are you that person that reminded your family? Are you that person that shared something beneficial on social media? Are you that person that contributed to so many families and so many orphans and so many masajid that when your presence is taken out, people notice a difference? Like the presence of some companions, it was said about Ali radiallahu anhu and others, that when they passed away, it was known that they had passed away. And it was known that they had been doing something specific. Because a specific family was receiving food at its door as a donation, anonymous donation. And they did not know who it was until they had passed away. What traces are we leaving behind? With all the uncertainties of this pandemic, and it is ramping up, may Allah protect us all, we must be cautious. We must be cautious. As this uncertainty is increasing, and the political uncertainties as well, we take caution, we take heed, we protect ourselves, we do what we can, but do not forget your ultimate reality, the inevitable, and the good traces that you want to leave behind. Those people who oppose the truth, there is nothing of them today. فَهَلْ تَرَى لَهُمْ مِنْ بَاقِيًا. Now remember as well that when it comes to oppression and oppressors, sometimes a believer who is not sure or clear of how theology works will wonder, why is it that today we are still seeing the brothers and sisters in Palestine suffer and struggle? And this is a long conversation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us not only about Palestine. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us about oppression in general in East Turkestan and Palestine, in America and all around the world, in Yemen and Syria and Iraq, everywhere. We see oppression everywhere today. وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا عَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Do not assume that Allah is unaware of what oppressors do. You yourself can say, I will not be an oppressor. And I will work throughout my life to be amongst those who try to solve the problem of oppression. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us so that we're not worried and concerned. وَأُمْلِي لَهُمْ إِنَّ كَيْدِي مَتِينَ. I delay them, the oppressors, for a while longer at times. I delay them with a plan. My planning is flawless. Now do not be like some Muslims who say, well, Allah will take care of it. I don't have to do anything about it. No, you might be part of that plan of Allah to solve the oppression in this world. And that is what is required of us, to work on what matters most, and to spend most of our efforts and our times on things that are lasting, not things that are useless, things that are wasteful, entertainments that has no benefits whatsoever. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us and protect us. Allahumma ameen. Now in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then reminds the people of Quraysh, it's not only Ad and Thamud, remember Fir'aun as well, who had so much more than them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds them of Fir'aun and the people of Lut, all in the same ayah. وَجَاءَ فِرْعَوْنُ وَمَنْ قَبْلَهُ وَالْمُؤْتَفِكَاتُ بِالْخَاطِئَةِ. Al-Mu'tafikat are the people who are overturned. Al-Mu'tafikat, the city, the town that was flipped over and punished. They rejected Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَعَصَوْا رَسُولَ رَبِّهِمْ فَأَخَذَهُمْ أَخْذَةَ رَابِيَةً. They rejected the messenger that came to them, so they were taken with a seizing grip or a crush. A reminder of past nations is a reminder for us. A reminder from other people's lives is a reminder for us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then reminds us about one of the oldest messengers. And this is the finale here in our discussion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّا لَمَّا طَغَى الْمَاءُ حَمَلْنَاكُمْ فِي الْجَارِيَةِ لِنَجْعَلَهَا لَكُمْ تَذْكِرَةً وَتَعِيَهَا أُذُنُ وَاعِيَةِ. When the flood water had reached a high level, we carried you on the ark. This is of course referring to Prophet Nuh alayhi salam. Now I want you to pay attention to one particular word here. حَمَلْنَاكُمْ. We carried you. This is a reference and this is directed at the people of Quraysh who are listening to this. And so you might wonder, what does Allah mean? We carried you, when the people of Nuh alayhi salam were perhaps thousands of years earlier. This is a reminder for us as well. We carried you on the ark of Nuh when the flood had reached high levels. حَمَلْنَاكُمْ. Because had there not been believers who were saved with Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, saved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there would be no offspring. We would not be here today. The descendants of Nuh alayhi salam would not be on earth today. And the reminder here, my dear brothers and sisters, is also a spiritual one. This is not only directed at the people of Quraysh. The one who carried Nuh alayhi salam and his followers, the 70 or 80 followers, after he gave da'wah for 950 years, 70 or 80 followers according to some opinions, the one who carried and saved Nuh alayhi salam, do you not believe he can carry you out of every difficulty? Do you not believe he can save you from every calamity? Do you not believe that he can protect you even when all the worldly circumstances look like they are against you, or all the world's armies are attacking you? Do you not believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can save you? This is a reminder for us to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and call upon Him with sincere humility, truly depending on Him, truly loving Him, humbling ourselves and realizing we are not in control of this world. You are not in control of worldly circumstances. You are not in control of the pandemic. But you can put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while you take all measures. You can do what you can by turning to Allah as well. O you who experiences sadness and anxiety and pain in a time of darkness, remember, 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 the one who created your body and ruh is the same one who saved people on the ark of Nuh. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who for Musa split the sea and punished those who opposed the truth. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who brought back Yusuf to his father and baby Musa to his mother, the one who ascended Isa alayhi salam to the heavens, the one who accepts your every prayer. He says, "Ud'uni astajib lakum." Call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa antum muqinuna fil ijaba, and you are believing with conviction in the acceptance of your dua. Call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who says, "Call upon me, I will respond to you." So call upon Him with love, with hope, with optimism, for the promise of Allah is always true. The reality is, if we want to be saved in a time like this, we reflect on these past nations. We reflect on these past lessons. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala carried the believers and saved them when a flood took over the world. So how about today? So how about your situation? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala split the sea for Musa alayhi salam and his followers. So how about for you? But you must put your trust in Allah. Oftentimes, we take all measures and some people still have fear and anxiety of worldly things. But you have to remember in the end, قُلْ لَنْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا هُوَ مَوْلَانَا هُوَ مَوْلَانَا وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Put your trust in Allah, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He does not decree for anything to harm you, then nothing can harm you. He is our protector. We put our trust in Him. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. This means you must believe, as you're putting your trust in Allah, that you are in His hands. Your affairs are safe with Him. And the reality is, as we reflect on the many uncertainties politically, on the many uncertainties in terms of oppressions around the world, on the many uncertainties in terms of the pandemic, put your trust in Allah, the one who says, كُن فَيَكُن. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us and allow us to be amongst al-mutawakkilin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us optimistic, productive during this time, and adapting to every situation. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who are guided in a cause of guidance for others. Allahumma ameen. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfiru Allah li wa lakum fastaghfiruhu innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us when He mentions the carrying of the people on the ark of Nuh alayhi salam, لِنَجْعَلَهَا لَكُمْ تَذْكِرًا, so that this may be a reminder for you. This is a reminder for all people. وَتَعِيَهَا أُذُنٌ وَاعِيَةٌ, and so that the attentive ear will listen to it. How many reminders do we hear? How many people scroll through social media and see so many beneficial things and ignore them? They overlook them quickly. They become impatient very quickly. How many people see things around them and they don't take signs, they don't take heed, they don't learn lessons? Udhunun wa'iyah is not just someone who can hear, but someone who hears attentively with their heart and sincerely as well in order to act upon what they hear. How many Friday khutbas have we heard, allowing us to have this checkpoint of a reminder from Jumu'ah to Jumu'ah? How many prayers do we pray every day? a checkpoint from salah to salah and the erasure of many sins, expiation of many sins. And how many of us now, as the long winter nights are increasing, are going to take advantage of these nights, praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in times like this, in times of difficulty, in times of ease, and make sure that you are increasing in your ibadah, you're connecting more with the Qur'an when the world becomes more uncertain. This is a reminder for anyone who wants to take heed. فَذَكِّرْ بِالْقُرْآنِ مَنْ يَخَافُ وَعِيدٍ. So remind with the Qur'an those who want to take a lesson. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us all that we need to get through this life and its turmoils and its trials and its tribulations. The question is, what will we do to increase our connection with Allah moving forward? I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us all and our communities around the world, and to make us people who are optimistic and resilient and attached to the hereafter, attached to Allah's pleasure, attached to our greater objective. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us amongst those who benefit from every reminder we hear and every reminder that we read. For there are different types of people when it comes to the reminder. There are those who sit in the presence of a reminder and do not listen at all. There are those who hear the reminder and it benefits them for a very short while, a temporary boost, and alhamdulillah, that's great. But then there are those who hear the reminder and they intend during this time, they intend while listening to the reminder to make real change in their lives. I ask you to make the intention today and the intention now that when you go back to your home or to your work, that you intend to make real change with your actions, with your connection with Allah, with your family, while dealing with worldly situations. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us, forgive us all, protect us in this life and the next life, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the highest levels of Jannah. Allahumma ameen. Allahumma aghfir lil mu'mineena wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat al ahya' minhum wal amwat. اللهم اغفر لوالدينا ولوالد والدينا اللهم يا مقلب القلوب والابصار ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم ارزقنا الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم فعلنا البلاء والوباء برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين اللهم فرج الكرب عن المسلمين في كل مكان اللهم فرج الكرب عن المسلمين في كل مكان اللهم فرج الكرب عن المسلمين في كل مكان يا ذا الجلال والاكرام اللهم انصر الاسلام وعز المسلمين اللهم انصر عبادك الصالحين في كل مكان يا ذا الجلال والاكرام ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه وقنا عذاب النار واقم الصلاه